A local youth that lives with a physical disability is leaning on two things to raise money for a new accessible van: the support of the community and farm fresh flavors. Grade 10 student at Wellington Heights Secondary School, John Ray, lives with muscular dystrophy, a genetic disorder that weakens muscles over time and uses a wheelchair. Ray uses an accessible van to get around and will one day rely on the vehicle for university studies. He explains the van is on its last legs.
We've had the one we have for 10 years. We need to buy a new one because there's so much wear and tear on it, to the point where we're worried if we use it too much longer that it will be unusable completely. So it makes more sense to get a new one.
Fundraising to raise as much as possible towards the new wheelchair vehicle, Ray went on to say he has launched a cookbook full of farm fresh recipes from his family's farm. Big John's Farm Fresh Recipes is available at a variety of local destinations for $25, including Cut and Design in Fergus. In advance of a chilly dinner later this year, Ray says he is hopeful to reach lofty numbers with book sales alone.
We're kind of looking to make between 7 and 10,000 just on the book. With the chili dinner, we're going to use some of the money from the book to put it towards the chili dinner and then keep going forward on that.
Ray went on to say the book is a good way to expand people's cooking horizons.
I find oftentimes at the farmers markets that me and my dad go to, I go to the one in that forest, people are always asking, how do I use this? How do I use a zucchini? Or how do I use a radish or something like that? So these different recipes, we're able to kind of teach people how to use the vegetables and the meat in different ways.
The dinner marking Ray's birthday in the spring and a future bottle drive will further bolster fundraising efforts. Big John's Farm Fresh Recipes is available on several other local shelves, like at All About Me Hair Salon in Elora, as well as Hybrid Hair and Detox Spa in Mount Forest. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand Out 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.